Good morning. You're awake. Here with me at the hotel. Open those pretty eyes. Greet the world, doll. It's gonna be a long day for both of us. Yeah, I know you're a little groggy. And yes, I have restrained you, so you don't go anywhere. You're tied to that chair. Here, take these. They'll ease your pain. What? Afraid I'll poison you or something? Do you really think I would go through the trouble of knocking you out and restraining you, only to kill you with meds? Doll, just trust me on this. You feel much better for taking these pills, I swear. Open your mouth. Open your mouth now and be a good girl for me. Here's a drink of water and your pills. Good girl. Those should kick in soon. Now that that's out of the way, what do we do about the problem? That is, you. Don't want to talk? Why am I not surprised? Fine, I'll talk then. I know that you're not who you say you are. You've been posing as my assistant in order to obtain confidential information about my very sensitive business, those components for rocket engines. You can try to prove me wrong. Go on, give it a try. Show me that you're not what we both know you are. Wrong answer. You can do better than that, sweetheart. Let's start with this. Stop faking your accent. It's much better than mine. I can give you that, but... You still haven't figured out my accent. You see, I was born in one of those small Baltic republics that your empire just wiped from the map. So, I know a bit of Russian, tovarich. Or instead of comrade, I could call you what you are. Krasivaya Chenjina. A beautiful woman. You get it now, dear? Dorokaya. My dear. Hey, stop struggling. The ropes are really tight. As strong as I'm sure you are. You're no Superman. Dorokaya. Sweetheart, just give it up. I know precisely what you are. All those newsreels about Russian spies, all the fear-mongering that we're spoon-fed every day, I always thought it was a load of shit. Until last night, that is. Wanna know how I found out? Yeah, you're just dying to know where you slipped up, aren't you? Your perfectionism knows no bounds, it seems. It's adorable, really. That cute little scrunched up look on your face. Those pouty lips. That furrowed brow. So very frustrated. You'll just explode if I don't tell you. Okay, okay, doll. I'll end this torture. I discovered what you were when you muttered a few words in Russian while you were asleep last night. Sovietski Soyuz. Baikonur. Semyorka. Those rocket projects. Oh, don't give me that face. It wasn't voluntary on your part. You were unconscious. It was totally beyond your control. Don't feel badly. But I bet you regret agreeing to share a hotel room now, huh? Don't beat yourself up about it. Up until last night, you had me entirely convinced that you were who you said you were. It was a job well done, though I'm surprised that your superiors didn't consider sleep-talking before sending you out on this mission. Have you ever talked in your sleep before? I didn't think so. I guess it was just dumb luck that you developed that little quirk during our time together, huh? Innocently falling asleep on the couch after a long day, after we shared a bottle of wine and played a game of cards. I always thought your people could hold their booze, but you were out like a light. And I, being the gentleman that I am, wrapped you up on the couch with a soft, cozy blanket and extra pillow. You can imagine my surprise when I went to turn out the light and I heard you speak in your mother language. Clear as day. Spasiba. Thank you. So I did what any patriot would do. And I give you a nice bump on the head just to incapacitate you for a bit while. I restrained you. And here I thought you were my sweet new executive assistant, accompanying me to all my important meetings, being my arm candy, making every other man envious, drooling with filthy thoughts of you, bent over their desks. I felt so lucky to have such a pretty girl at my side. And so very smart and capable. You were the dream employee, truly. Asking all those questions about combustion instability and ignition sequences. And I was delighted to tell you. You were like almost too interested in the details. I suppose the Soviets only send their best and brightest after all. And that's what you are, right? A commie slut. A schluka. I'm getting off topic now, though. I mean, what do I do about a problem? Like you. One possibility. I could contact my government. No idea who I would ask for, but a man in my position can request whatever he wants, and they would come running. Hell, they would find a way to give me the moon on a string if I asked, and they would have you expelled from here in 2 minutes. But if I did that, then your people would find some way to spirit you back home, and you would most likely meet your untimely end. In some gulag in the hellscape of Siberia. I have to imagine that your people, they don't take too kindly to failure. Even a pretty little thing like you wouldn't get any mercy then, would you? To think that this sweet face couldn't save you from your own government. Don't squirm away from me. I just want to stroke your cheeks. Move your hair from your eyes. You really are enchanting. You know that? I can see why they chose you for this assignment. Oh yes, I'm sure you're capable in many other ways, but beauty is its own special form of disguise. Few men would think twice when presented with such a vision, and I am no exception. Yeah. Fuck, you taste so good. Don't squirm away, no. Don't. Yeah. Stop resisting. Because I know you want this. You know you do. Deep down inside, I've seen the way you look at me. And I know it's not just you playing the part you were given. Because, doll, that would be an Oscar-worthy performance if I ever saw one. The lust in your eyes. The way you scan over my body and the faces you make when you think I'm not looking. No, that is more than just acting. And you want to fuck me just as bad. Want to fuck you? Maybe you thought that you could kill two birds with one stone, complete your assignment, and fuck your boss. Lucky for you, you'll get to do at least one of those things. You're writhing against your bonds. You are so eager to touch me already. Oh, yeah. Well, sweetheart, Toro Gaia, if that's what you want, then how could I deny you? Now, I'm not keeping a girl tied up and having my way with her. Something about that just doesn't sit right with me. No, I'm going to take these ropes off. But before I do, you should know that you'll never get out of this hotel alive unless you're leaving it with me. We're on the second floor. The only exit is through that door right here. And that door is guarded by at least two security guards. Moreover, I've contacted the rest of the security team. You're not getting out of here without my say-so. Understood, dollface? Good girl. Now, let's get these off you. Okay, there. Your hands are free now. Yeah, I wasn't comfortable. Yes, do that. Run your hands over me like that. Through my hair. Oh, fuck. You really want this too now, don't you? Unbutton my shirt. Yeah. I'll help you with your dress off. Oh, fuck. Oh, feeling you. You kissing up and down my chest. Oh. Oh.
You like it, Harry? You like how it feels your lips? Oh, I'm glad my body pleases you. But your body is out of this world. Oh, your tits. Oh, they're just so perfect. Oh, yeah. They're rubbing against my chest. They are so full, so warm. Oh, so soft. Yeah. Those beautiful curves of your hips. God, it's like you were made for sin. Kiss me. Oh, fuck. You're urgent. Yeah, you want this. You fucking want this. Now, get on the bed. Yeah, get on the bed. Good girl, all on all fours. Just like that. I've been looking forward to spank that pretty little ass since the day we met. You bet. Now, stay still for me. Yeah. You're panting already, doll. You don't need me to be gentle, do you? No, you must have a pretty high tolerance for pain. So let's see what my hand can do for you. Let's see. Fuck. Oh, I love how you moan. That is for playing me so well, and that's taking me for an idiot. Well, I was such an idiot, and now you are in my power, and I love it. I love it. Yeah, take it. It makes me so fucking hard. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, shit. I love it. What a beautiful shade of pink. Watch it glow. There. Yeah, that was a good spank. Watch it jiggle. And it's stinging, sweetheart, is it? Oh, do you want my handprints on that pretty ass? Yeah, I thought so. Just listen to your own little squeals. You like this. You want me to stop? No, you like this too. It is making you wet. Yeah, I think so. You're fucking dripping. I can see that. Yeah, show that ass to me. Show that. It's so fucking hot. Yeah, you've had enough? Yeah? Yeah, you want more? Oh, you're not getting any more now, do you? Would you like me to rub the pain away? Oh, there. Just little circles on those pink handprints. Much better. Oh, doll, did you know that you're dripping? I can feel my finger there. It's drizzling down your thighs. I guess you totally enjoyed that spanking. Yeah, you liked it. Are you feeling pent up now? You want me to take care of that ache in your pussy? You want that? Say it. Good girl. I thought so. Now, glide down with your knees on the floor. Yeah. do that. Bend over the bed. Bend over. Let me line myself up with your cunt. Oh, fuck. So I can pound you from behind. Oh, let me just glide in and... Oh, shit. You feel your cunt. Oh, it's oh so good. So fucking good. Now, yeah, hold on. Hold on to that bed, because I'm gonna pound you. I'm gonna pound you so hard. Yeah, like you've fucking never been pounded before. You know that? Yeah. This doll, you feel amazing. And I'm up going. Yes. There you go. You fucking, the bed is moving. It's pounding against the wall. Yeah. Now. Yeah, take it. Take it, sweetheart. Every inch of me. Arch your back for me. Do that. Yeah. Good girl. Yeah. Moan for me. Yeah, you like it. You like this. I know that. Yeah. Fuck. I was really hoping to get laid last night. That's why I asked to share a hotel room. So I could pound you like this. That's what I hoped. Oh shit. Fuck. That's why I asked to share a hotel room with you, you know. But you probably wanted that to happen, didn't you? Yeah, feel me inside you now. That's why you agreed, right? You probably wanted me to spill all my secrets on you, on our rockets, with all the blood that was still in my balls instead of in my brain. You bet I was hard for you. You bet. Oh, fuck. You're so hot. Yeah, is that what your superiors told you to do? Seduce me and get all the confidential info you could during some... what? Pillow talk conversations? No. No such luck now. Yeah, it feels good. The cat's out of the bag. The funny thing is, it would probably have worked, but not now. Not now. Now all you get is my cock deep inside you. Nothing else. Nothing else. This is what you get. Yeah, moan for me. Yeah, you like this. You fucking like this. Yeah, no intel. No blueprints. No intellectual property. Just my cock. Fucking your brains out. Yeah, that's what you like. Even if you never get those precious rocket drawings, at least you'll get the night of your life. It is worth it, isn't it? Yeah. You're loving every second of this. I notice. Well, we know that you Russians, you're not far from beating us in sending a satellite into orbit around the Earth. It can be a couple of months away, maybe, but we don't know the date yet. What would happen if you could tell me about your project, your rockets, your satellites? Do that. Do that. Tell me about your Sputniks, and then I'll help you. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. The whole fucking bed is moving. Yeah, hold on, bend. Yeah, hold on to the bed now. I'm going to go deeper inside you now. Yeah, you feel so good. Yeah. Oh. fuck your ass. It's incredible. I just need to... Oh, fuck. You're so loud, don't face. Yeah, scream. Scream it out. Scream that you love this. Love being pounded from behind. Yeah, I... So loud. I think those security guards outside the door, I bet their cocks, they're like rock hard now, just listening to your moans. I bet they wish they were me right now. Yeah, let me pull your hair, your beautiful hair, just right. Yeah, I pull your hair. Yeah, yes, moan higher. Yeah, scream higher. Do that. Moan for me, Dom. Yeah, press your ass against me as I pound you from behind. Fuck, let me. Yeah, okay. I dig my fingernails into your ass and I pull myself in. Oh shit, even deeper. You are so wet. You are fucking gushing out now. Yeah, you're so hot. Yeah, and I just need this. I fucking need to fuck you so hard. You're one hell of a woman. Yeah. Oh shit, I'm getting closer. Yeah, you too. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, you can come whenever you want now, Dora. Just fucking feel it. You fucking feel it as I'm totally going to fuck you. It's the least I can do for you. Take the pleasure. Take it for yourself. I know you want to. Yes, sweetheart. Yeah, you feel it now. Yeah. Yes, you feel that wave approaching. Oh, sweetheart. And yeah, you like it. And also, I'm gonna give something to you. Yes, you're gonna take my cum. And you are fucking gonna come for me. You know that. Yeah, you're feeling it. You're feeling it approaching. Yeah, yeah, you like that. Oh, fuck. Yes, let's make it. Like a rocket launch. You're gonna come so hard. You're gonna come so hard. Like you never done before. Your whole fucking life. Yeah. So, I'm gonna count you down. Yeah, like a rocket. And you're gonna come. Okay? Good girl. 10. 9, 8, 7, yeah, 6, oh fuck, oh 5, oh my god, 4, oh 3, yeah, hold on, 2, yeah, 1, lift off. Yes. Yeah. Christ, Donald.
how to treat a guy. And you fucking came. You came. I've never been with a woman. Came like you. Fuck. Let me just... Oh, pull out. Oh, pull out. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Yeah. Roll over on your back now. Good girl. Come into my arms. Rest your head on my chest. We can get clean up later. For now, just lie with me. Let me feel your warmth. Here. There's that pillow talk you wanted. Maybe a little less informative than you hoped, though. And as for your little predicament, I'll see what I can do. Without my help, best case scenario is that you will rot in an American prison. But you do have my help. If you want, that is. I have a few ideas. Not ideal, but this is not exactly an ideal situation, is it? You want to know? For your survival and your freedom, well, you have to permanently defecting from your homeland, of course. You wouldn't be the first, and you certainly won't be the last. But... Oh, you're so sweet, Dorogaya. Neither of us are in any state to make life-altering decisions right now. Yes. Fuck. You're such a woman. Sleep on it now. Get some rest. Good girl. Yeah. Rest. And I'll be here when you wake up. My darling. Спасибо.